This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
The White House, home to every U.S. president since John Adams, the very symbol of American power, politics, and prestige. But behind its stately facade and history lies something far less official, something far more eerie. What if the walls of this legendary residence could speak not just about policy and decision-making, but about the spirits that still roam its halls? Reports of unexplained noises, ghostly sightings, and strange occurrences have surrounded the White House for centuries. First Lady Abigail Adams, for example, was said to have seen a spectral figure, while President Lincoln's ghost has become the most famous apparition of all. Over the years, staff, guests, and even sitting presidents have experienced what they can't quite explain. Could it be the weight of history, or is there something supernatural at play? Is the spirit of Abraham Lincoln still walking the halls of his former home? Do the ghosts of past first ladies like Dolly Madison still linger in the rooms they once occupied? Or are the White House hauntings merely the result of environmental quirks and psychological forces? With tales spanning centuries, we'll uncover the truth behind the White House's reputation as a paranormal hotspot. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The White House, constructed between 1729 and 1800, has stood as a symbol of power, dignity, and democracy for over two centuries. And from the very beginning, the mansion was not just a place of work and residence for U.S. presidents, but also a space that witnessed monumental moments in American history. However, it's not just the decisions and debates held within its walls that make the White House a subject of fascination. It's the many tales of spirits, unexplained occurrences, and a lingering presence that continue to be reported even today. The history of the White House starts with the early planning stages led by President George Washington, who, despite never living in the building, was instrumental in its construction. James Hoban, the architect of the White House, designed the building in a neoclassical style that was intended to symbolize the grandeur of the new American Republic. Yet the vast, grand structure was not always seen in a positive light, with rumors of unusual occurrences and paranormal happenings surfacing soon after its completion. The first documented instance of something strange occurring within the White House was during the presidency of John Adams, the second U.S. president. Abigail Adams, the First Lady, reported seeing unusual phenomena such as strange noises and even what she described as a ghostly figure walking through the halls. But what truly set the stage for future reports was her own unsettling experience in the East Room. While hanging laundry, she swore she saw a figure, possibly the ghost of a former occupant, manifest. This early account laid the foundation for many who would come to believe the White House was far more than just a presidential residence. It was a place of paranormal significance. Interestingly, these early accounts were often dismissed as the imaginings of a wife experiencing the stress of her husband's political life. After all, John Adams' presidency was fraught with tension as the nation faced significant challenges, including the formation of political parties and the challenges of establishing an independent foreign policy. Was it the weight of those political and personal pressures that caused Abigail to see things? Or were there genuine unexplained forces at play? Through the 1800s, stories of supernatural phenomena within the White House grew. While most of these early reports were isolated incidents, they began to accumulate, spreading through Washington society and eventually beyond. The ghost stories, in some ways, helped define the White House's character. Yet it wasn't until much later that the true haunting tales began to take shape. The most famous of these stories concerns President Abraham Lincoln. Widely regarded as one of the nation's greatest leaders, Lincoln's time in the White House was marked by both profound sorrow and intense political strife. He was known to have been deeply affected by the Civil War, often seeking solace and quiet in the solitude of his rooms, particularly the Lincoln bedroom. However, it wasn't just Lincoln's somber mood that left an impression in the White House. According to numerous reports, Lincoln's ghost has made frequent appearances in the building, particularly in the very room where he spent his most lonely nights. Witnesses, including White House staff, visitors, and even prominent figures such as Winston Churchill, have reported encounters with Lincoln's spectral figure. Churchill, after a visit to the White House in 1942, is said to have encountered Lincoln's ghost, describing the apparition as a tall figure wearing a black suit and a stovepipe hat, standing solemnly in the corner of the room. What is it about the White House that gives rise to such repeated reports of sightings? Could the sheer emotional intensity of Lincoln's time in the White House have caused an imprint, what's known as a residual haunting? After all, Lincoln was deeply burdened by the weight of the Civil War and the death of his young son, Willie. Could his spirit have left behind a trace of his grief and torment? Or is it something more? Perhaps the very fabric of the White House, with its long history of political drama, conflict, and grief, that holds on to these spiritual impressions. While Lincoln's ghost may be the most famous, it's certainly not the only one. The White House, with its over 2-century-long history, is filled with stories of spirits lingering long after their deaths. Abigail Adams and Dolly Madison, two of the earliest first ladies, are said to have appeared after their passing. Abigail Adams, who had a strong spiritual interest and was known to conduct seances, reportedly visited the White House in ghostly form. She is said to have been seen walking through the halls, her figure outlined in light, and even some witnesses claim to have heard her calling out in distress. Dolly Madison, the wife of James Madison, is another figure believed to haunt the White House. She had an enduring love for the building and spent many happy years there during her husband's presidency. Her ghostly presence is said to be seen near the Rose Garden, where she had planted many of the flowers. Visitors have reported feeling her presence near this area, particularly when the flowers are in bloom. Some even claim to have heard the rustling of skirts or footsteps following them as they walked near her favorite spots. As the years progressed, reports of paranormal activities in the White House continued. It became a building known not only for political decision-making, but also for strange and unsettling happenings. But what causes these supernatural events? Could they be linked to the building's history, its association with powerful political figures, or the emotional weight carried by those who have lived and worked there? Some experts suggest that it's a combination of environmental factors, such as the building's size and age, that create a charged atmosphere conducive to paranormal activity. Others point to the psychological impact of living in such an iconic and often high-pressure environment, where every action can affect the nation and its future. It's also worth considering the possibility of psychological triggers or environmental influences. The White House's grand, imposing architecture may create a sense of unease in those who stay there, leading them to misinterpret shadows, sounds, or unexplained events as supernatural phenomena. This effect is heightened by the building's long history, with the cumulative trauma and emotional energy of centuries of political turmoil leaving an imprint on the environment. Residual hauntings, in which emotional or traumatic events are recorded by the surroundings, could explain why so many people have reported seeing ghosts and experiencing strange occurrences. So, what do these early encounters tell us about the White House? They establish it as a place where the past doesn't simply fade away. The emotions, stories, and history of those who've walked its halls seem to linger long after their physical bodies have left. But as we dig deeper into the White House's haunted history, it becomes clear that these early sightings are just the beginning. As we move deeper into the story of the White House's hauntings, it becomes clear that the legends and reports surrounding this iconic building have escalated from initial, subtle encounters to intense, undeniable experiences. These occurrences aren't just confined to the distant past. In fact, many of the most striking paranormal events took place within the last century, further cementing the White House's reputation as one of the most haunted buildings in the United States. One of the most persistent and well-documented aspects of the White House's supernatural lore is the continuing reports of Abraham Lincoln's ghost. For decades, witnesses have recounted encounters with his spectral figure, particularly in the Lincoln bedroom, the very room where he spent much of his time during his presidency. But the phenomenon didn't stop with simple visual sightings. People began to report hearing inexplicable sounds associated with Lincoln's presence. Staff members and even guests would hear footsteps pacing back and forth as though a figure was walking the room in deep contemplation. In 1942, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill, who was staying at the White House, reportedly encountered Lincoln's ghost. Churchill had finished a relaxing bath in his private quarters and, wearing nothing but a bathrobe, made his way to the nearby Lincoln bedroom. Upon entering, he is said to have seen a tall figure with a stovepipe hat standing by the fireplace. Churchill, not easily shaken, was said to have commented that the ghost was simply Lincoln himself. This story is one of the most famous of the many Lincoln ghost stories, adding a touch of high-profile credibility to the White House's haunted reputation. But Lincoln's ghost isn't the only spirit that seems to frequent the White House. Another persistent haunting is tied to the story of Abigail Adams, the first lady to live in the White House. As previously mentioned, she had reported seeing strange things during her time there, including ghostly figures. However, the most compelling evidence of her ghostly presence emerged years after her death. Several witnesses, including White House staff, have reported seeing a spectral figure of a woman draped in a flowing white gown near the East Room. The figure is believed to be Abigail Adams, and some claim to have even seen her hanging laundry, as she had done during her time in the White House. The idea that a spirit could be so attached to a location, to the point of performing daily activities, raises questions about whether there is something more to the White House than meets the eye. Could it be that Abigail's strong attachment to the house during her lifetime imprinted on the building in a way that caused her to return? Meanwhile, reports of ghostly sightings of Dolly Madison, the wife of President James Madison, have been just as persistent. Madison, who had an enduring love for the White House, was deeply involved in its social and political life. Her ghost is frequently seen near the Rose Garden, a space she cherished and personally tended to. There have been reports of people feeling a presence near this part of the property, with some claiming to hear faint whispers or the rustling of fabric as if someone were walking just behind them. Dolly's ghost is often described as a comforting presence, an energetic figure who remains connected to a place she loved deeply. One of the most intriguing aspects of her hauntings is the distinct smell of roses that sometimes precedes her appearance. It's as if her spirit lingers in a place where she had planted so much of herself, both literally and figuratively. Though many of the reports about these ghosts come from everyday staff and visitors, some of the most chilling accounts come from the presidents themselves. Several sitting presidents, including Franklin D. Roosevelt, Harry S. Truman, and even the current ones, have reported strange occurrences in the White House. Roosevelt, who frequently used the White House's private study, reported hearing what he believed to be the sounds of invisible footsteps moving about in the room late at night. Truman, in particular, had some of the most unsettling encounters. He was a frequent guest in the White House during his time as vice president and continued to have experiences after becoming president. On one occasion, he was in the White House late at night when he heard what he described as a door opening and closing repeatedly. He was convinced the noise was the result of the building's age and the wind, but the repeated nature of the sounds made him question the building's true nature. But it wasn't just noises that were unsettling. During Truman's time in the White House, there were also reports of things moving on their own. Desks were found rearranged, and objects that had been left in one place were inexplicably relocated. Whether these were the results of mischievous spirits or the product of overactive imaginations is still debated. What's clear, however, is that Truman's experiences only added to the growing number of reports suggesting that something paranormal was at work in the White House. As the 20th century wore on, the reports of paranormal activity at the White House continued to accumulate. The most significant of these stories came in the 1960s when First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy reported a strange encounter with the ghost of Abraham Lincoln. According to reports, she was sitting in the Lincoln bedroom when she suddenly felt an overwhelming sense of presence. She turned around to find a tall figure standing by the fireplace. While it was unclear whether the figure was a physical manifestation or a mere impression in her mind, the story is a powerful example of how Lincoln's ghost has haunted not just the White House staff, but also some of the most powerful people in the world. But the haunting stories are not always so benign. Some reports suggest that there are darker, more malevolent forces at work. In particular, there have been occasional reports of what is known as poltergeist activity, when objects are moved or thrown by unseen forces, or when loud noises occur without a clear cause. These occurrences often seem to happen at night when the building is quiet, amplifying the feeling of isolation and fear. Some believe that such activity could be the result of residual energy from traumatic events that took place in the White House's history, wars, political battles, and personal tragedies that have left an emotional mark on the building, and yet it's not only physical objects that are said to be affected by the White House's ghostly inhabitants. There are reports of doors that refuse to stay shut, flickering lights, and cold spots that seem to move from room to room. These incidents add to the ongoing mystery of what is truly going on in the White House. Whether these events can be attributed to mischievous spirits or the quirks of an old building is something that continues to be debated, but the frequency of the reports suggests that there is more at work than just coincidence. As we delve deeper into these reports, it becomes clear that the White House is not only home to the living, but to the dead as well. The ongoing presence of spirits like Lincoln, Adams, and Madison raises the question: is it possible for a building to absorb the emotions and energies of the people who inhabit it, creating a permanent imprint that lingers long after they are gone? Could the White House truly be a repository for the spirits of those who have shaped America's history? In exploring these stories, one thing becomes undeniably clear. The White House is not just a residence, it's a symbol of everything the United States has gone through. The legacy of presidents, first ladies, and the emotional weight of the political and personal struggles that have taken place within its walls has created a place where both history and the supernatural seem to coexist. Whether or not you believe in ghosts, the countless sightings and unexplained phenomena make it clear that the White House is far more than just a house. It is a living, breathing piece of American history, haunted by its past and by those who have shaped its future. As we reach the end of this deep dive into the haunting history of the White House, we can't help but reflect on the incredible complexity of these stories. Are the spirits of Presidents Lincoln, Adams, and Madison really lingering in the rooms where they once lived, their souls forever tied to the building they helped shape? Or is there something else at play, something more grounded in the physical and psychological realm? Let's consider the possibility that these ghost stories are simply the result of the building's age, its grand scale, and the emotions tied to its history. The White House is more than just a building. It's the heart of American political life. It's a place that has seen triumph and tragedy, hope and despair. When you look at a building that has housed so many of America's most influential figures, it's not hard to see why people might start to believe it holds a bit of that emotional energy, a kind of spiritual imprint. Maybe it's the way sound carries in its long hallways or the creaks and groans of its old floors that give rise to these stories. Or maybe it's the weight of history itself, a history that's been marked by political battles, wars, and personal losses. And on the other hand, there's something undeniably fascinating about the sheer number of people who have experienced strange phenomena in the White House. People from different walks of life with varying levels of belief in the supernatural. Is it possible that the sheer collective weight of these reports creates a kind of confirmation bias, making it easier for future guests or staff to interpret ambiguous sounds or feelings as ghostly encounters? But then again, why would so many people continue to report similar experiences often in the same places over the course of hundreds of years? Maybe there's more to it than just the logical explanations we're quick to jump to. Maybe the White House truly is haunted, not just by the spirits of past presidents, but by the very emotions, decisions, and struggles that shaped this nation. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.